I believe there was a fundamental misunderstanding at the heart of David Cameron's Brexit negotiations, because I believe there is a politically cultural divide between the United Kingdom and most of the founder EU members. Quite wrongly, back in the early 1970s, and I was around then, the British government sold the idea of membership as a common market, which of course it was, but only up to a point. What was concealed was the small print of the project leading to a centralised federal Europe, something the British have watched happen over the last 40 years with growing dismay. Everywhere I go, I hear the phrase, "This is not what we signed up to." But you see, it was. It's just that you weren't told. General de Gaulle committed to a union of sovereign states. On his passing, there was removed the last barrier to the system we now have. Mrs. Thatcher was the last voice for the UK in support of the de Gaulle concept of the EU project. Subsequent French and British prime ministers have been federal enthusiasts. The same is true of most other Western European nations. Broadly speaking, there is a completely different perspective between the electorates of mainland Europe and the UK. There is the UK perspective, which simply see the arrangement as a free trade area. That is, when they think about the project at all, which until recently has not been very often. In mainland Europe, the federal project is seen as a political ideal. Indeed, it's seen as a noble ideal, notwithstanding its all-too-obvious shortcomings. I don't share it, but many do. Outside the political and foreign office bureaucracy in the UK, nobody thinks of the EU project as a noble ideal. Such popularity as it enjoys, and it does, is based on trade and that very British vagueness that is a force for good. I've heard that at dinner parties. Well, yes, they don't really quite know, but it's sort of a force for good, isn't it? I'm sure you've heard that yourselves. But you press people on that comment and they couldn't really tell you why. David Cameron is in this camp. He's genuinely surprised at the constant rebuttals he gets on any suggestion of even the most modest reform. Great Britain is a maritime nation, an international trading nation, even now in the top 10 of trading nations. We are an island race with a different outlook on life. We have a common law system which is over 1,000 years old. General de Gaulle knew this, which is why he did not want the UK in the EU and kept them out as long as reasonably possible. He knew we would never fit, as indeed has been proved to be the case. Winston Churchill summed it up accurately when he said, "If Great Britain were asked to choose between Europe or the open sea, we will always choose the open sea." This brings me on to the implications of that very prescient view. The out movement in recent years has, in my opinion, made a strategic error. It has been too negative. Indeed, I would argue, almost parochial. My experience of visits to America and Commonwealth countries, which have been taking place over many years, has shown me the overwhelming goodwill the world has to the post-Empire British. It manifests itself in the English language, legal systems, trade preferences. Moreover, these parts of the world are dynamic. New Zealand, Australia, Hong Kong, Canada, India. The list goes on where economic and demographic growth outstrips the EU by a very wide margin. This surely is the future. Of course, with continued free trade agreement with the EU, which only an economic illiterate would claim is not almost instantly available on Brexit. Retaliatory barriers as threatened recently by a half-witted German MP are absurd. They would cripple the German automobile and chemical industries. I work with some very senior economic and research people, Ruth Lee, Mark Littlewood, to name but two. They have given very wise counsel. We must not assume all the UK's problems will evaporate on Brexit. The largest, or second largest, national debt in the world after Japan will not go away. Our out-of-control government spending will not be curtailed. The zealous political desire for even more state interference does not just emanate from Brussels. Nor, dare I say it, will the immigration problem be instantly solved by Brexit. But it's a step in the right direction. The Out campaign must not pretend Brexit is the end of our problems. It's just the beginning of our nation addressing them.